And the background music of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 414 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. As our theme wrapped up right there, Musicians Come and Play, you bet. We are at 12 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 47 degrees and sunshine here in Central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone lines and bring him in and say good morning to Josh Brenny. Josh, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing?
You're sounding great. Sounding very good. Well, I understand you have the house full of company, so we won't keep you real long. But you are the son of Bob and Pat Brenny, and we wanted to visit with you a little bit about your dad, Bob. His death anniversary just this past week, huh?
Yep, it was about, 4 years ago now.
4 years ago on the 15th. And do you remember what his age was? How old did he get to be?
I believe he was 77, or just shy. His birthday was right around the time he passed.
Oh, okay. Yep, that's right. Very good. And, well, he was a big guy in many ways. I mean, his physical presence, he was a large person. But, boy, he was so known in the community. He and in the polka music industry too. He left his mark on this world, did he not?
I think that's fair to say. I was pretty young when that a lot of that was going on, but as I got to be older, it became more and more evident that he definitely did.
You bet. Now, where do you fit in? You're the youngest of four?
I'm the youngest. Yes,
you are. Okay, and who are the other ones?
I have my sister, Leah, who's next in line, then Amy, and then my brother, Scott.
Okay. And, of course, Scott passed away a few years prior to your dad. He had cancer, I believe, was it?
Yeah, he passed away in the early 2000s.
Early 2000s. Okay. All right. So, you were born and raised in Albany then?
Yes, I was.
In the big blue house over there, and went to Albany High School, Albany Schools?
Yep.
Very good. And did you play any musical instruments, or were you strictly in sports?
I did play saxophone in high school, and I was a very poor saxophonist. So I genuinely don't count that as a musical career.
Okay. You didn't get invited into the Bob Brenny Band then, huh?
No, I don't even remember a discussion about that.
Oh, okay. Well, they had some very good sax players, as I recall, in the band. Do you remember those guys, Louie?
Oh, yeah, Louie and Dave. Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
Oh, man, played some great music. Did the band ever practice or rehearse at your house at all that you got to, you know, see them do that? Or?
Oh, yeah, they would, particularly around the times that they would be getting ready for like a big polka fest or going down to Wichita or something along those lines, they would be in the basement practicing quite often.
Okay, very good, very good. And remembering the Bob Brenny Band, such good musicians there. Mel Houck, your aunt Mary Struzik, she was a big part of the band for so many years, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. He was on the drums and banjo.
Yes, yes, very, very well known. And, of course, Andy Stangler. Everybody knows his story. His music career got so cut short. Was killed in a motorcycle accident out in Colorado. And I know visiting with your dad sometime after that had happened, he said it felt like somebody had cut off his right arm.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. They were really close and musical counterparts and played well off each other. So I think that's probably a fair assessment.
Yeah, and Andy so talented. A lot of bands just have one instrument, one concertina player, one maybe two trumpets or two saxes, but here they had two concertinas and they complemented each other so well. So it was fun to listen to. We got to see him play a few times over the years, and they did so well.
Yeah, it was they were quite a thing to watch.
Okay, Well, talk a little bit about your own personal life, Josh. You graduated from Albany High School, went on to the University of Minnesota. You played some football down there, huh?
I was on the football team for about 4 years down there post high school.
What position did you play?
I played guard and tackle, and it just depended upon what was needed at the time.
Okay.
What position I would be playing.
And who was the coach in those days at the
University? Glenn Mason.
Glenn Mason. So you were a part of that team. All right. Very good. Very good. As you look back, something you'd do again, or was it a bad choice?
No, it was a wonderful choice. Some of the closest relationships and best friends I have stemmed from my time at the university on the team. So I would 100% do it again.
Well, good for you. I know in stopping by your dad's place different times while you were there, boy, he was probably your biggest fan, huh?
I would probably say that's true.
Yeah.
You'd have to talk. I know you've talked with my mom in the past about that, but I think he was definitely very happy with my choice.
Well, going back to your dad, being a busy guy, probably before your time, but you've probably been told. So he started out playing with his dad, the Stan Brenny Band. Do you remember your grandpa, Stan Brenny, at all? Were you, or did he pass before you were born?
He passed a number of years before I was born.
So oh, okay.
Unfortunately, I don't have any recollection of that.
Just pictures and stories that
pictures
people told you.
Stories.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. A good concertina player in his own right. And then when he passed on, well, then your dad had been playing trumpet, I know, with his dad, and decided that, you know, it's easier for the leader of the band if he's the concertina player. So he took on the mission of learning that concertina. He took lessons from Betty Wolf, and he became a very good concertina player. So, and of course, then you were born and got to see them play through the years. But your dad also was the mortician in town here, the undertaker, and some memories of that.
Yeah, I mean, it was it's certainly a unique upbringing, which, again, you know, growing up in it, you don't necessarily realize that it's unique at the time. But
sure.
Looking back, it was a unique upbringing that I appreciate, and I definitely wouldn't trade that for anything.
Well, good for you. I'm sure probably many times awakened in the night, Dad getting the call that he had to go pick up somebody that had passed away, and that type of situation, I'm sure, came, you know, many times during your growing up years.
Oh, absolutely. The phone rang when it needed to.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you were very fortunate to have a very supportive mother. In Bob's case, his wife, Pat, was there for him all the time. And a busy lifestyle, because not only doing the mortician work, but then the polka band music, which was a lot of times weekends and on the road, they took some extended trips, didn't they?
Yeah, even before my time, I know they did some cruises and things like that, as well as once I came along, doing some of the traveling around the country to different polka fests and things like that.
Sure. Now, your own take on polka music, did you tolerate it? Did you really like it? Or just kind of ignore it? How did you handle it as a youngster growing up?
I would say I didn't mind it, but I didn't really pay much attention. Well, you know, going around or traveling with him for the band, it was more about, for me as a young kid, the event to get there and the setup and all of that kind of stuff, rather than the actual music as a, you know, I don't know, was I 10 or 12 or something along those lines?
Sure. Yeah. Well, yeah, your dad, very successful, several recordings. And, of course, that's the neat thing I always say about music is you can leave your mark and not be forgotten on this world. His music will live on. They made some very good recordings, and we're going to play some of that in the next upcoming segment. I'm sure you guys cherish or kept a copy of each of the recordings as well.
Absolutely. I have a copy of all of them, including my grandpa's too. So it's great to have.
Very, very good. Yeah, it's really something to be proud of. As the years go by, I've come more and more to realize that myself. My dad being a drummer and played with the Deutschmeisters for, and he played, filled in with a number of other bands. For all I know, he might have helped out your dad's band when they were short a drummer or something too. But I can recognize his style when I hear a Deutschmeister tune, and yep, that's dad drumming on that particular selection. And it makes you proud, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's once, it doesn't happen often, but it's fun when you come across or hear his music kind of just out in your daily life.
You bet. Well, Josh, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota, so we're going to read our ad from the sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you and close out the show, if that's all right.
Sounds great.
All righty. So the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. And just back from the 80th Annual Minnesota Association of Meat Processors Convention that was held this past weekend at the River's Edge Convention Center in St. Cloud, Minnesota. The St. Joe Meat Market was honored to receive a number of prestigious awards, including Grand Champion Awards for our whole muscle beef jerky and our fresh sausage maple breakfast links. You have the opportunity to come in this week and check out all of the new awards. Besides the product competition at the convention, we were able to spend some time learning and socializing with our fellow processors from around the state. The St. Joe Meat Market is very committed to improving our products and services by participating with fellow processors in seminars and sharing ideas how we can all serve you, our valued customers, even better. Congratulations to all of our fellow processors who won awards as well. As always, for great service and award-winning meats, it's the St. Joe Meat Market. Josh, for being our guest on the show, and this is how it works. We'll put up a nice package and get that off to you and hope that you and your wife, Sarah, and those around you enjoy it in good health. How does that sound for you?
That sounds wonderful, and we definitely will. I appreciate it.
Very good. Well, since college, what happened to you? Where did you wind up? What do you do for work and getting married and the family? Tell us a little bit about all that.
Yeah, so after college, I left the university and spent some time kind of bouncing around in the banking industry, TCF Bank and Wells Fargo. And then it was another year or two after that, and I ended up back at the University of Minnesota. So I currently work for the University of Minnesota Foundation. And, you know, maybe 10 or so years ago, ended up getting married to my wife, Sarah, and we have two daughters and currently live in Chaska.
In Chaska. Very good. All right. And you keep tabs on Mom once in a while?
She keeps tabs on me.
Oh, there. Very good. Very good. She's a wonderful person, and I look for the opportunities when I get to visit with her because so supportive of the whole family and the whole operation that Bob was doing all those years. So she's a wonderful person.
Absolutely.
You bet.
Couldn't agree more.
How about your sisters? Where are they at these days?
Both two sisters. They are in Southern Metro down in Lakeville, and the other is down in Faribault. And they both have, you know, multiple kids and families of their own and that kind of stuff, you know. They might be interesting for you to connect with at some point in the future if you end up doing this, because they'll have a more unique perspective, being a little bit older than I am.
Yep, and memory of your dad. And I know they also did some time, at least one of them, I think Amy did work at the Chasm for a little while.
I believe that's true, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And I know in visiting with your dad through the years there, he was very proud of that, and I think and maybe did on one or two occasions fill in for her just because she had school events or something going on, and he knew how to push the buttons and what to play and what to say. And it was really neat. You know, I'd go over to your dad's place almost weekly those last years there that he was doing the Dance Time show, the radio show, and never get out of there less than an hour. Him and I could reminisce about polka bands and about music in general, and he was just a wealth of knowledge.
Yes, absolutely. He could recall a lot of great information about that.
And you know, one thing that was neat about Bob, your dad, he didn't only like polka music, but he loved swing music too. He just kind of studied it, and he could tell you when he was doing his program or when he was on the air about bands and a little bit of information about them. And I think that's what people always like, is when they can get a little bit of history about something. Isn't that true?
Oh, absolutely. And he liked swing and big band and all of that kind of stuff. I remember listening to that quite a bit in the house.
Very good. Very good. Well, good. What keeps you busy these days? I suppose running after the kids, probably, huh?
Kids, and my oldest is starting to get into the age where she has sports activities and swimming lessons and all sorts of stuff just about every night of the week.
So, oh, yes.
Outside of my job, I am a resident chauffeur.
Okay.
So I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, there you go. That's great. Well, with that, we know you've got company at your house, so we're going to let you get back to them. But, Josh, we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us and reminiscing a little bit about your dad. He was a wonderful person, and, just hard to believe that he's gone for that many years already.
Absolutely. Doesn't seem like that long, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk about him.
Absolutely. If you want to hang on the phone, I'll talk to you in just a moment, and with that, we'll let you get back to your company. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you. Take care.
All righty. There he goes. Josh Brenny, our 414th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program, as we remembered his dad, Bob Brenny. Bob passing away on March 15th of 2018, now 4 years ago. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Bob Brenny Band. So we'll be back with you in just a moment. Larry Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, wrapping up right there, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 414th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. And yes, Josh Brenny, the youngest of four children that Bob and Pat Brenny had, visiting with us today, remembering his dad, as Bob's death anniversary just this past week, March 15th, now 4 years ago, 2018 is when he passed. And Bob, yeah. Just a great musician through the years, polka promoter, mortician, did a great job of everything that he did. Very much respected in the community. One thing we didn't mention, I remember being at some of our son's football games, and when Cathedral would play Albany, and seeing Bob on the sidelines there as an EMT and would come running out into the field if there was an injury. and did that too as well. So just was a busy guy, left his mark on this world. So with that, we're going to get into music by the Bob Rennie Band, starting out with one that used to be the theme for his Dance Time show here on Chasm for many, many years, one called Angry. Bob Rennie Band, yes, that was his theme song, Angry. That was his theme song for so many years on the Dance Time show. And yes, Bob did that show here on Chasm on Saturday afternoons. For many years, it was a two-hour show. And then the later years, it was a one-hour show. But would produce it usually at his home and then send the disc over here. And the workers back in the days when I would work Saturday afternoons would play it from either 2 to 4 or 4 to 5, or whatever the time frame was, but many fond memories of the Bob Rennie Band. Here's a great polka tune with the Bob Rennie Band, one called the Anna Lisa Polka. Thank you. The Bob Brenny Band, a great arrangement there of the Anna Lisa Polka. Coming up on 15 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, we're now at 48 degrees here in central Minnesota. And yeah, just listening to the music there of the Bob Brenny Band, such great musicians that Bob employed over the years. Most people, a lot of great polka fans think that you got to have a good tuba in the band. And Bob certainly had that. He had Bob Nathy on the tuba for so many years and just a wonderful tuba player. On the front row was Louis Dindorf and Dave Haight, the sax players. And boy, they could play anything. Through the years, he had Mel Houck on accordion. And then, of course, Andy Stangler came on the scene, and Andy played concertina along with Bob. In the back row, he had his sister Mary. Mary would play the drums and oftentimes the banjo as well at the same time. And so those were the musicians that I remembered with the Bob Brenny Band and always doing an awesome job. Right now, it's waltz time with one called Holly's Waltz, the Bob Brenny Band. Bob Brenny Band with one called Holly's Waltz. We're going to do one right now. This became the theme song in the later years for the Bob Brenny Dance Time Show, one called the Farmer's Polka. Thank you. Farmer's Polka with the Bob Rennie Band, longtime theme song for the Bob Rennie Dance Time Show back in the days. 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and our temperature now at 49 degrees, 1 degree away from 50. It's old time waltz time. I think they sing this one. It's one called the Oklahoma Waltz. The Bob Rennie Band, yes, one called the Old Oklahoma Waltz. Here's a peppy tune, one that they would really get wound up with when you got to see them out at a dance job. One called Roll Out the Barrel, the Bob Rennie Band. Thank you. Beer Barrel Polka. Yes, Roll Out the Barrel, the Bob Rennie Band. And boy, they really had it going back in those years when they were playing. Really an up-and-coming band all of those years. You'd see them at polka festivals, the church festivals around the area, and, of course, polka masses. And, yeah, really did a great job. Bob loved his foxtrots. Right now, one called Such a Day, the Bob Rennie Band.
Such a day as this should have no ending. Such a day this wonderful should land. Such a day I've always dreamed of living. What will come once our goodbye is said? Like the clouds that drift and pass so quickly, so is our time slipping by. Such a day as this should have no ending. Such a day this wonderful should last. Such a day as this should have no ending. Such a day this wonderful should last. Such a day I've always dreamed of living. What will come once our goodbye is said? Like the clouds that drift and pass so quick, so is our time slipping by. Such a day as this should have no ending. Such a day this wonderful should last.
The Bob Rennie Band, yes, a nice foxtrot there, one called Such a Day. And Bob, his booming voice there, doing the vocal on that one. Well, we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to you by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Jeannie Bonfig, along with her good friends Art Timms and Estelle. And yes, you'll have fun when you jump on one of those bus trips with them and to wherever they might be taking you. We're going to be on one coming up here in 2 weeks. We're going to go see the Ark Encounter, and just excited about going there. We went with Jeannie last summer to Medora and had a fun-filled time. Some really good memories of that trip out to Medora. So join Jeannie B's Tours on maybe a fun-filled vacation, one-day getaway for all different interests. They have Day Tripper Theater Comedy that's called Stag and Doe. On May 11th is a hilarious wedding comedy. The day includes a delicious buffet, luncheon, prizes, and treats on the bus. Join Jeannie B's Tours for this day of fun in Bloomington. Call 320-345-1581 today to reserve your seats. The next one, May 4th, join Jeannie B's Tours as they tiptoe through the tulips. Well, not really. You'll be on a guided, narrated tram tour taking you through the Minnesota Arboretum in Chaska. Enjoy the beauty of springtime, an excellent included lunch, prizes, and treats, and fun for you in 22. So again, just give Jeannie a call. Her phone number, 320-345-1581, to reserve your seats today. Yes, Jeannie B's Tours, really a great traveling group, and she uses good motor coaches. And we got the itinerary in the mail for our Ark Encounter trip, and very detailed where we'll be each day, leaving times, back destination arrival times, and yeah, you'll be impressed. So again, travel with Jeannie B's Tours. It's a fun time. As she proudly brings us the first portion of her musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Coming up on 27 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, 49 our temperature here in Albany. Well, like I mentioned, Bob has several CDs available yet. Of course, he recorded a number of recordings like everybody did on albums and then cassette tapes back in the day. Well, Bob went to work and put that onto one CD. It's called The Best of Volumes 1, 2, and 3, and it has a total of 31 songs on it from all of the different volumes that he had recorded, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. Then he put out that CD features a picture of Bob on the front cover. Then he did the CD, and I believe this was back in 92, it says, inside the cover. And it's called Greet the Folks at Home, the Bob Rennie Band. Nice picture of Bob and Pat on the front cover. And a total of 26 songs on that Volume 4 recording. Some great ones on there. Then Andy Stengler joined the band, and they put out Volume 5 called Something Old, Something New. And, 19 songs on that one. Great recording there by the Bob Rennie Band. And their last and latest recording was Memories of Home, Volume 6. A nice picture of the band at Bob's home in Albany at the time, in front of his fireplace there. Picture of Louis Dindorf, Mel Houck, Dave Haight, Andy Stengler, Mary Struzik, and, of course, Bob in the background there behind him. And Bob was so proud of his musicians, his band, and really took care of them. So right now, with Andy joining the band, feature Andy on one right now. It's called Susie's Waltz, off of their Volume 5 recording. Mm-hmm. La Brenny Band featuring Andy Stangler on that concertina solo, one called Susie's Waltz. Now 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Here's another one by the Bob Brenny Band. A nice, I believe it's concertina solo again with Andy, one called the Four Beers Polka. So smooth. Yes, Andy Stangler on the concertina solo there with the Bob Brenny Band, one called the Four Beers Polka, a nice number that Ray Conkle had recorded years before that. We're coming up on 20 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and 50 now our temperature. We've made it to 50 degrees here in central Minnesota. Another nice foxtrot by the Bob Brenny Band, and I think they sing this one once again. It's one called Bill Billy. Brenny Band. Yes, Bill Bailey, Won't You Please Come Home. Nice foxtrot tune there. Another sing-along tune, one called Let the Sunshine In, the Bob Brenny Band. Nice rousing tune there. One called Let the Sunshine In, the Bob Brenny Band. Now 16 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, another nice old-time waltz. I believe this might be a concertina solo again. One called the Clarine Waltz. Thank you. Nice waltz tune there, the Clarion Waltz that featured Bob on the Bob Rennie on the concertina solo. Coming up on 13 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, and we are at 50 degrees here in central Minnesota. Bob liked to involve the whole band all the time, keep them all involved. And so, yeah, Louie Dindorf does one here, sings one. It's one called Behind Those Swinging Doors. Band, yes, one called Behind Those Swinging Doors. Yes, featured Louie Dindorf on the vocal there on the lead. Of course, you could hear Mary and Bob Nathy in the background there, and Bob Rennie, of course, himself, all harmonizing in, chiming in with it. And great arrangement there, Behind Those Swinging Doors. And of course, that's what made the Bob Rennie Band so entertaining to dance to go out and see, the antics that the guys would come up with, and always giving their best. 8 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 50 degrees. And yeah, I got to visit Bob a few times before he passed on, and Bob was very aware of what was happening. He knew that his time was getting short, and he always asked me, "Cy, can you make sure that people never forget the Bob Brenny Band, that they don't forget me?" And I assured him, "Bob, people will not. You have these beautiful recordings, great polka music, and it has come to be. It is true that Bob will never be forgotten. He put out some very, very good recordings and had some very good band members there. And so here's just another example, one called the Just Because Polka. Brenny Band, yes, Just Because Polka, and that featuring the whole gang there singing along. Like I'd mentioned, he liked to keep everybody involved. This one, Andy Stengler, not only plays concertina on, but also sang. It was the only one, Bob tells me, that Andy sang on any of the recordings. One called I'll Be All Smiles Tonight. Andy Stengler on the vocal. Touch mine. The Bob Rennie Band, off of their Volume 5 recording, Andy Stangler playing the concertina and singing I'll Be All Smiles Tonight. Nice waltz tune. Time to, well, we're going to squeeze two more in here yet for you. One called the Baby Doll Polka, the Bob Rennie Band. The Bob Rennie Band, great tune there, one called the Baby Doll Polka, Bob himself on the vocal. We're at a minute past the hour of 1 o'clock, time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Going to do that with, well, it was the theme song for the Whoopi John Band over the years, and Bob had great admiration for the Whoopi John Band. Here it is, the Mohican Waltz. Thank you. Have it, the American Waltz. Yes, the Bob Rennie Band, so good for so many years. And yeah, Bob, if you're listening in, I hope we did you proud. Yeah, fun to play the music of the Bob Rennie Band. Little encore number coming for you here. It's one called the Polish Lullaby Waltz. The Bob Rennie Band, yes, great there, great recording there. Polish Lullaby, and of course, Bob on the vocal there, along with the rest of the band. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We hope you enjoyed it today. Music by the Bob Rennie Band, and of course, the interview with Bob's youngest son, Josh. Just an honor to be part of that. You bet. 7 minutes past the hour, 1 o'clock. Temperature reading of 51 degrees here in central Minnesota.